people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. And the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter. Jacob was a quiet man and dwelt among the tents. Isaac loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And this would be the cause of their problems ever since. Isaac loved Esau, and he was the elder. But Rebekah loved Jacob, and he was the younger. One day when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the country. He was hungry. He said, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew." But Jacob replied, "First sell me your birthright." Esau said, "I'm dying, what good is it? Jacob said, "Swear an oath, and mine it will be." So Esau swore an oath to him, and Jacob gave Esau some stew and some up and left after he was fed. So Esau despised his birthright. How long, O Lord, will we scheme and serve our own plans and our dreams? When Isaac was old and his eyes were weak, he called for Esau to prepare him some meat. Rebekah schemed with Jacob to prepare meat ahead, so Isaac would bless Jacob the younger instead. In anger, Esau was planning to kill his brother Jacob when his father was laid still. Rebekah schemes again and sends Jacob to Uncle had two daughters named Leah and Rachel. Leah was the older and Rachel was the younger. Jacob loved Rachel, worked 7 years for her hand. Laban deceived him, gave him Leah as he had planned. So another 7 years would Jacob work for Rachel. After 1 week, Laban gave her for his wife. Now Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, and this would be the cause of much of their strife. Leah had children, but Rebecca was barren. She said, "Jacob, give me children, or I die. Here, take Bilhah, my handmaiden. She will bear children for you and I." And she bore Rachel and Jacob two sons. Leah bore 6 sons to Jacob and a daughter. Rachel gave birth to Joseph, her first son, and later another would be born named Benjamin. How long, O Lord, will we scheme and serve our own plans and our dreams? Bring us to Thee, O Lord, I plead, that we may serve Thee on bended knee. Finally it came time for Jacob to flee, to escape from Uncle Laban with his cattle and family. For Laban had cheated and deceived him many times. Jacob the deceiver must have pondered this in mind. Prepared to meet his brother Esau. Out of fear, once again he plans and schemes. He sent messengers and gifts to save shedding of blood, but Jacob would spend the night alone with God. And there he wrestled until the break of day. His thigh put out of joint during the fray. He would be crippled for the rest of his life, but God blessed him and changed his name. Jacob saw Esau coming with 400 men. He bowed himself down on the ground before him. Esau ran and embraced him. They kissed and wept. The hatred and Jacob feared was not kept. So Jacob returned again unto Bethel, and there he built an altar to God. God said, Israel is your name, no longer Jacob shall.